Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, December the 12th. The grains closed mixed with March corn up a dime at 654, March wheat up 20.5 cents at 754.75, and March beans down 22.75 cents, 1465.5. Well, the better weather in Argentina put the pressure on beans. Meal broke. Finished $20 a ton lower at $4.48. The oil was up 193 ticks, with the crude oil up $2.15 a barrel. We were up another 70 cents or so at one point in the crude oil, but bean oil kind of saved the day for the beans here today. It could have been a lot worse if the bean oil was even steady. I view the market, particularly in the beans, as being way overbought. I think they way overdid the meal, way overdid the bean market itself on this thing. And with the rains in Argentina, I think that goes a bit of a ways to breaking the back of this market. Argentina isn't going to be nearly as hot this week. One day of 91, the rest of the temperatures running between 76 and 85, basically. I just don't see the problems. Plus, next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it looks like they get more rains. So if indeed we have broken the back of this lack of rain in Argentina, I think we're starting to change that out here. Now, the export inspections this morning were lousy on corn and wheat. Wheat only 219, corn only 504. The beans weren't bad, 1.84, but down from last week. So, overall, I look at the COVID running rampant in China. I think, China's going to be backing off and trying to get whatever products they need from Brazil in the next, 4 to 6 weeks. They're going to start buying Brazilian products. So I just don't see what the real rush is here. I thought the corn report was a little bit bearish overall, but obviously higher here again today. The market seems to be more concerned about the 2.4 million metric ton cut in the world carryouts. But they didn't change Brazil. They didn't change Argentina. And I think both of those are actually getting better now. So overall, I think these markets, the pros are going to be selling the rallies in here until something really fundamentally changes. The wheat and corn were partially strung on the news about Russia bombing some of these Ukrainian ports. They didn't destroy them by any stretch of the imagination, but there's enough missiles landing near it where they've slowed exports, and that's why we saw the upward pressure here today. I don't think it's going to last long. I really believe Putin's on his last legs. Is it next month? Is it 6 months from now? I don't know, but I wouldn't bank on him to still be in the office a year from now. Like I said, overall, I'm looking to sell rallies because I think we're going to have more than enough supplies. I think Brazil and Argentina are going to be okay. Our conditions here in the States look much better, so I just don't see any major problems out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.